This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Cardiac arrest is the most common cause of death in the United States. We're taught in school and we see on TV that cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR, can effectively restart the heart. But in fact, survival from a cardiac arrest is very small, and it hasn't improved much over the past decades. Some people have made a decision that there are circumstances where they would simply not want CPR because they're in the final stages of another illness, or they maintain a wish of wanting to die naturally. These people traditionally complete a living will, expressly stating that they do not wish to be resuscitated should their heart stop. But a living will doesn't always hold off the medical team, particularly when the cardiac arrest occurs outside of a hospital and the paramedics are called. In many places, the paramedics must proceed with CPR. But paramedics are caught in a tough position. They're often asked to resuscitate a person who has almost no chance of surviving a cardiac arrest, perhaps because they're at the end of a long battle with cancer. Typically, the only time paramedics do not need to do CPR is when a person has a written out-of-hospital do not resuscitate order, or, of course, if they're already dead. Otherwise, the default is to provide CPR. According to a recent study published in the journal Academic Emergency Medicine, a new rule has been developed in Los Angeles that would allow paramedics to forego CPR if the family requests it or if the person has been without a heartbeat for more than 10 minutes. One paramedic explained how the law would help. He said, "We got a call about an unconscious man in full arrest. When we got there, the family is in tears. They said, 'We're looking for the do not resuscitate order, but we don't have it.' There were three family members in the room, and all had the same wish." "Well," said the paramedic, "we didn't need the paper. That was good enough for us." Rather than stress the family over finding the misplaced piece of paper, the new rule allows the paramedics to make that call, in this case allowing the family to be with their relative as he died rather than looking for the piece of paper. In the past, paramedics had no choice but to provide aggressive care. Now, in places like Los Angeles, paramedics can use their judgment as to whether there is a realistic chance of surviving, and they can also respect family wishes. In the meantime, if you have strong wishes about whether or not you would want resuscitation, work with your doctor to make sure he knows your wishes, and make sure the documentation is clear and that everybody knows where the papers are located. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.